Knock, knock. Merry, Merry Christmas. I was thinking of a good way to be creative to extend to each and every one of you that greeting, which obviously focuses us on the principal reason for this season, in this particular moment of grace. I want to share with you an illustration entitled The Christmas Scale to gain perspective and insight as to this magnificent prologue of the Gospel of St. John given to us today. My mama told me something when I was growing up that has forever changed my life. She played the piano at our little church at 3rd and Pine Street for 37 years. She tried to teach me to play the piano, but I wasn't very good. She would teach me the names of the notes, what a major key is, what a minor key is. She tried to teach me musical theory, but I was just bored. Then one day she told me that the best news in the world is found by playing a simple scale on the piano. I had no idea what she meant. She told me, play an 8-note scale. So I did. Playing notes going up the scale. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Sounds like Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. I said, how is that good news? She said I played it incorrectly and that I needed to play it the other way. So I did, playing the notes going down the scale. Do, Si, La, Sol, Fa, Mi, Re, Do. Again, I said, how is that good news? She said that I played it the right way, but I needed to add the pauses. The pauses? The pauses. Add them on the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 6th, 7th, and last note. Now, I was frustrated and said, how can 8 notes with random pauses be the best news in the world? Then I got up, walked away, and went outside. Frankly, I didn't care what she was talking about. I didn't like playing the piano anyway. Well, years later, my mama got sick and passed away. As I was thinking about her, I remembered what she told me about the piano. Not only that, I still remember the notes she told me to pause on. The 1st, 2nd, 4th, 6th, 7th, and last note. So I sat down at her piano and played the scale with the pauses. With pauses plays the song, Joy to the World, the Lord is come. And that's when I realized the good news she was talking about. Do, si, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Beloved, that message hasn't changed. The joy is still there waiting for us to be experienced each time we choose to awake from our slumber and play the right notes with the right pauses, living our ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. That is, with gentility and grace, presence and wakefulness. St. Augustine said that God became human so that humans might become God. That's an amazing statement when you stop and think about it. And today is a pretty good day to do so. For both sides of the equation are astonishing, actually. First, the idea that the immortal, eternal, boundless God would willingly take on the limits, sorrows, and vulnerability of a human infant. And then, that by doing so, God invites limited and vulnerable humans like us to share in God's immortal and eternal nature. Could there be any greater gospel over which to rejoice? St. John says it this way. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. Dosi la sol fa mi re do. God love you.